1 Samuel chapter 21. As there is no other food available, the priest gave him the holy bread, the bread of the presence, that was placed before the Lord in the tabernacle. That same day, it had been replaced with freshly baked bread. The COVID-19 pandemic transformed many aspects of our lives, including how we celebrate communion. Before 2020, many of us never imagined receiving the bread and the juice of the vine in individual containers or without the direct intervention of a pastor or priest. A similar event is narrated in the Bible when David and his men, hungry and in need, ate the bread of the presence, which was reserved exclusively for the priests. Jesus himself cited the story to teach that the principles behind rituals are more important than their external forms. Often, we debate how to perform rituals, forgetting what truly matters. Jesus did not criticize David nor the priest Amalek. Instead, he emphasized that mercy is more important than sacrifice, and that he himself is more significant than the rituals, specific days, or places where we worship him. As believers, we have the privilege of worshiping God without limitations of time or space. His love removes all barriers. Abel Zabala's hymn expresses it well. Such was his love for me. There is no way I could repay the price of his great love, but I want to give my whole soul. For his love, I will live. Of his love, I will sing. With my Jesus, I will walk, for he died for me. I will follow him. Let us focus on what truly matters, his love, grace, and mercy.